Oh, hey, puppy. You look happy. What's up? What? Not gonna bark for me? And here I thought you were such a good dog. That's fine. You can relax. I'm not trying to do anything strange to you, like being hypnotized to act like a dog. I don't need to. Just looking at you reminds me of a very good puppy, trained so well to respond to my tone without thinking, letting my words move side to side inside your mind. You've probably noticed it already, in your mind, side to side, like a pendulum swinging. No, I know, it's such a cliche. But still, you do remind me of a well-trained puppy. Why? Oh, well, because the puppy I trained was so good at listening and relaxing, without thinking, just like you. That puppy found it so simple to just imagine placing their heavy puppy head down, muzzle resting on those clumsy puppy paws, and letting the relaxation flow throughout your whole body, from your head, sinking down deeper, loosening your shoulders, paws feeling so comfortable and heavy, breathing in, filling those big canine lungs full of air, so tempting to bark, but breathing out quietly, calmly instead, as the relaxation moves deeper down into your waist, spiraling and wrapping around in ribbons of relaxation, drawing you deeper again, sinking down into your legs, your feet, your whole body now, so relaxed and heavy. It's as if it's being pressed down into the place where you've chosen to rest and set aside everything else, to focus only on my words, drifting in through your ear, and moving side to side inside your mind, drifting effortlessly side to side, with nothing to stop these words, nothing else in your mind to stop how easily you drop, just like the puppy I was going to tell you about. Because my puppy was so well trained, sinking down deeper with every single word, no effort, no worries, no distractions. My puppy was so good at following commands like drop to go 10 times deeper. As soon as you hear the word drop, letting it happen, without resisting, without needing to do anything. Just letting the word itself tell you that it's time, and then feeling how your body makes it true. When you find that you drop 10 times deeper. And whenever I was hypnotizing my puppy, they always used to bark out a good question. What does 10 times deeper even feel like? When the words are already drifting side to side inside your mind, it's difficult to know that you drop 10 times deeper every time you hear that word. What if you accidentally drop 12 times deeper? Or drop 20 times deeper? My puppy was so well trained, they wanted to obey perfectly. So I taught them a simple way to make sure they drop the perfect amount, 10 times deeper.